Exclusive, Keith P. Cow, Joe Biden's Student Loan Transfer Fundamentally Unfair to Working Class Americans. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 27, 2022. Orland Park, Illinois, Mayor Keith P. Cow, who is running for Congress against Representative Sean Casten, D.E.L., said President Joe Biden's unprecedented student loan transfer is fundamentally unfair to working-class Americans during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle began the interview by discussing the vast difference in crime rates between P. Cow's Orland Park and neighboring Chicago. Boyle asked P. Cow to talk about how he brought crime down as Orland Park's mayor and what the Democrat city officials are doing wrong in Chicago. P. Cow explained his proactive approach to crime and policing in Orland Park. P. Cow said, "We realized we had to have a different approach. And so we became much more proactive, using technology to identify license plates that don't match their cars, license plates for stolen cars, those types of things. And also, for every traffic violation, it's amazing how many people carry drugs lying in their car, right? And then when that happens, we can search the car. So we've been much more proactive about getting people off the street." P. Cow also highlighted the difference in how his city handles evidence compared to George Soros-funded Cook County prosecutor Kim Fox. "And one of the key things that we do is we process all of our evidence in-house. Or we use a private lab, so we get it back in 24 hours. As opposed to the state, which is 6 months or a year," P. Cow said. The conversation switched gears to P. Cow's congressional race, and Boyle noted that P. Cow's opponent, Rep. Casten, has co-sponsored anti-law enforcement bills and voted for every single one of the major Democrat agenda items over the course of the last 2 years. "So yes, as you pointed out with Sean Casten, and he voted against extending the ban on fentanyl federally. He voted against extending the Violence Against Women Act. And as you pointed out the George Floyd Act, that voted for taking away qualified immunity from police officers," P. Cow said. P. Cow continued, "He's gone after police officers. He supports criminals, not the average citizen. And here in Orland Park, and let's face it, we're not 90% Republican. We're probably 55% Republican here. And we have 90% support for our police officers and for the actions that we take because you know what Democrats. Democrat citizens, not Democratic elected officials. But Democrat citizens, they support the police. And that's probably the most important thing we do in Orland Park is we support our police." P. Cow said that Casten is further left than Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and the squad, because he votes against bills that they support. P. Cow also criticized Casten for claiming inflation is zero and that the country is not in a recession. "If you think we're not in a recession and inflation is zero, if you cannot acknowledge that a problem exists, how can you possibly solve the problem?" P. Cow said. Boyle and P. Cow talked about how President Joe Biden's unprecedented student debt transfer negatively impacts working-class Americans. "This is appalling, as someone, and I'll just speak personally. As someone who was the first in my family to graduate from college that worked full-time and then paid my student loans," P. Cow said. He also noted that he paid for his wife's and their children's student loans. "And now the government's gonna come in and say, oh, don't bother paying that back. When they took out that, they knew what they were doing," P. Cow said. "And all of the people that took this debt out, they're adults. And they made those decisions and you're asking other people to pay for the decisions that they've made," he said. P. Cow added, "It's unfair to folks like us, it's unfair to union workers. And people put themselves through trade schools or an automotive tech school. And they're having to pay for it, or for people who are like my parents and didn't go to college but worked really hard so that their kids, not so they could pay for their kids' college, but so their kids had the values to go to college and use their intelligence because it was something that was God-given to them that they really had a skill for and use that. And they taught them to do that. And they went out and did that, or they saved up the money to help those kids. Why should they have to pay for other children to go to college?" P. Cow also faulted Biden for unilaterally taking action on student debt instead of acting through Congress. P. Cow talked about how working-class residents of his district are traditionally Democrats but agree with him on almost every issue. "There's a lot of trade workers, a lot of union workers that have been traditionally Democrats," P. Cow said. but I can tell you that if I sit down with any of them, they agree with me on almost every issue and don't agree with Sean Caston on anything, and it's a function that unites. Picow called on Republican candidates across the country to speak face-to-face with these types of voters and explain the benefits of Republican policies. The Republican Party needs to get in front of these people and explain to them and get them to start voting on the issues and not just looking at someone who's Republican and say, "Oh, we can't vote for them because we voted Democrat our whole life." We have to start looking at the issues, Picow said. And I think that's happening more and more and more. And I think that's critical, because these policies do not help the working class, they screw the working class. They're giving the people making $50,000 to $60,000 a year. A working couple each making $50,000 a year struggling. You're struggling to save for their kids' college, they're paying for someone else's college. But not only that, they're paying for rich people to buy electric Mercedes and electric Teslas. Why should they be funding their toys? Picow said. I don't care if you're 18 years old, you're young, you still need to make better decisions and you need to honor your debt, Picow concluded. No one's saying that you shouldn't pay your mortgage. No one's saying that you shouldn't pay your auto loans. I'm sure that the Democrats start saying that too. But I think you take off the debt. You've made the decision. You need to pay it back. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.